This is an awesome class. I look forward to it every week. You know, you do have to have a balance.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes when the Lord will have, you know, I may have in my mind to preach one thing, and the Lord just go hellfire and brimstone for a while.
Yeah.
And it's necessary. He because he's talking to people. He knows the difference. When we don't, he does. And that's necessary. That it helps win souls.
Yes.
And some people can, the love of God is enough. And some people, hellfire and brimstone.
Yeah.
One of my friends, he's a minister now, pastor now. And he was in a club. And they played that song by the Clark Sisters. And it was a gospel song. But it sounded so good, they played it in clubs. And he heard the song and got saved in the club.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, I thank God for that. That was a Holy Ghost move, because normally they wouldn't play a gospel song in a club like that.
Sure. That's true.
And it was a good, it played it on WDJC and all the radio, every radio station played it. Yeah, You Make My Day. It had a nice tune to it, and they were singing it, and it sounded good. Everybody loved it. People in the world loved it, and people in the church loved it. I even think Jehovah Witnesses liked it. But he got saved, and he got off drugs, and he was faithful in church.
Hallelujah.
And I remember we used to all clean the church on Friday night, and we just loved God. So we did things like that. Instead of going where we used to go, we go do something like that. Every night we'd go bowling or something.
Yeah.
And but he, you know, now he's pastoring a church in Georgia. We left off at verse 17. Jude said, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." And they went, you know, they went back to the world system. Now, I just saw something today in John chapter St. John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus said, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Then he said, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." And people that love the truth, they hear what Jesus has to say.
Yeah.
But there are those who still have a love for the world, like Demas, and they go back to it. And verse 18, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. And I noticed that when, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. People, they end up flocking with their kind, whatever they love the most. Mm-hmm. If they have itching ears, they find pastors with itching ears. whatever the case is. The Lord put it to me this way. I thought about how I loved Kenneth Hagin, and Pastor, he went all the way to Oklahoma, and he moved his family out there to go to Rhema to hear Kenneth Hagin. He bought all of his books. And I listened to him on the radio every day, and I listened to some of his tapes. But Pastor bought all of his books, and I thought about that when, you know, I took my daughter to school that day, and that was the day we were going to the ICFM meeting a couple of years ago. And then while I was thinking on that, the Lord said, "Sincerity attracts sincerity." So when you hear a man of God like Kenneth Hagin, or any man of God, you're attracted. They have sincerity, and you love God, you have sincerity, you're attracted to that message. You know, I'm attracted to the messages I hear right here. Sincerity attracts sincerity. When the Holy Spirit is speaking through somebody, you want more. Well, this is the same principle in the world. People who love the world, they're attracted to worldly teaching, worldly preaching. If they're influenced by the word, if they're deceived by it, if they like it, you know, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. So all sin will turn your heart against God. That's what sin does.
Yes.
It's a separator.
That's right.
And all sin, you know, when people start playing with the world, they fall away from the things of God, and they start to the point, if they don't stop it, they'll start avoiding people that love God, and then they start they don't go to church anymore. They start doing the things that they like more, because when your focus changes, you change with it. You can't, you know, if you're focused on the Lord, then you're going to gravitate to the things of God. But if you love the world, you're going to go to that. That's how it always works. And the enemy likes to pull people away before they're balanced, before they're strong. Verse 20 says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost." Our most holy faith is when we focused on the Lord. Praying in the Holy Spirit helps us be aware of what's happening. All the Word of God that you study, some of it won't mean as much as other parts. But because you study it, the Holy Spirit has something to train you with. And in St. John 14, it looks like the Holy Spirit won't speak of himself but what he's heard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the way I always interpreted that was, the word that you took time to receive, that's, you have that light, and the Holy Spirit can enlighten you with that light. And I know that when the Lord changed my reading habits, he had me to read chapters instead of scriptures. He started putting the scriptures together in this rightly divided form. We had a class when I went to Refuge Temple, Elder Lewis did a class called Rightly Dividing. And he had a book, I forgot who wrote it, but it was a real good book. And it divided all the different dispensations. And it was called Rightly Dividing. And it was an aid to help you rightly divide the word. But the Holy Spirit can help you rightly divide it even more so. So all the scriptures you take in, and when you pray in the Holy Spirit, your spirit man is praying for whatever you need the most. And the Holy Spirit is able to honor that faith. And as he do, our most holy faith occurs. He said, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." And then he said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. If we stay in the love of God, it's easy to stay focused on it. It's easy to commune with him. That's what we want to do. We become sincere. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. We're looking to the Lord, and we're regarding his word. And then he said, "And some have compassion making the difference." Because some people, the enemy is trying to confuse them, deceive them, and trip them up, make them feel like they're not worthy anymore. To them, have compassion. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. These are those who are deeper in it. They, to me, they are going after sin. And you wake them up by reminding them that hell is waiting on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it hardens your heart. It hardens your mind. It works against you in every form. The devil's not your friend.
It's true.
And, you know, hating sin and everything that goes with it, every reminder of sin, get rid of it. it's just like Israel. They had to drive out the Philistines. They had to drive out the Amalekites, the Canaanites. They had to drive them out. If we love God and receive the knowledge of his word, we can drive out all failure. Everything that's not of God, we can drive it out of. I started confessing that. I like confessions. It gives you a chance to, it gives you control over your life again. And the rudder of your ship is your tongue. And, you know, I don't, so there could be things you don't think about. But I started saying everything that's not like God got to go. And I just thought, and it can alter your appetite, what you want, what you desire. And also confess that I'll do all that's in his heart. And it alters your course. You're more apt to hear. When he speaks, you won't be as reluctant. You can't take those things for granted, just like they shouldn't have taken the Canaanites for granted. The Jews took the Canaanites for granted. Israel took them for granted. And they made deals with them when they shouldn't. They let them stay when they shouldn't. They didn't finish driving them out when they should have. And they got what they got. They got thorns in their flesh, smoke in their eyes, thorns in their sides. And that, see, the persuasion of others is people are made in God's image. So I learned to never underestimate a person's persuasion. They can be, their influence, their influence is greater than it looks. So the people that they let remain, they let their influence remain, their persuasion, their doctrine, their advice, it stayed with them, and it caused problems. And verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know, I love this verse, verse 24. God is able to keep us from falling and to present all of us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know, when you go in the presence of the Lord, it's not always fun. Because you see what you see. In his presence, you're revealed for whatever you are at that moment. And I've been in his presence. I say, I got to work on that. Now, but I keep going back because I want the change, And I say, Lord, how can I don't know how to fix that. If you can be honest with him, he can help you. He's able to help us do it. And then verse 25, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. When I was in my early 20s, one time, I'll never forget this moment. I went in his presence, and I knew I was too childish. I said, okay, Lord, I want to fix that. I don't know how, but we'll get it done. I like to have fun and carry on. But, God is... you can't let important things get away from you. You have to do what's important. And I said, to help me, I said, Lord, I like to play and have fun. He said, you just have to do the important things first. Being mature, if you're mature, you read the word. You fill your heart with his word. And then the childish things, when your emotions are not stable, if you get upset quick, things like that, the word of God will help all that fall off your life, and you can operate like him. And his love is, when I sense his love towards me, I want to love others like he loves me, and that can make the difference. The Lord had me. I was doing a broadcast. He said something recent that. He will, we can stay in joy when we believe in God for something. Sometimes there's a duration. Now, faith is always current. It's always on. You can be in joy in the duration even though your faith hadn't finished yet. You, you believe, you know, sometimes things have to be made that you'll believe in God for, or situations have to be worked out both here on earth and also in heaven.
Sometimes it's not just you involved.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, especially when you're involving other people. And before everything's complete, there's a duration of time. And you can have the peace of God and joy and the love of God during the duration. And you're more apt to finish. But the things that come against you to challenge you, that's the enemy trying to stop your faith before the duration is complete. So when you believe in God, have joy throughout the whole duration. And you know, that's the theme of Jude. Staying true to God throughout. No matter all these distractions, love God throughout the duration. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the progress you're helping us make. I thank you for every minister, every comment. It's just Holy Ghost feel. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Lord. I have an announcement.